The federal opposition today intensified its attack on the government over the twin scandals engulfing the MP Craig Thompson and the parliamentary speaker Peter Slipper. It launched two attempts to suspend parliamentary business. As expected, Mr. Slipper confirmed that he was standing aside as speaker for allegations of fraud and sexual harassment to be investigated. But the opposition sought to install the previous speaker, Labour MP Harry Jenkins, in the chair. It also tried to suspend the now independent MP Craig Thompson from the parliament. Yesterday's Fair Work Australia report into the misuse of funds at the Health Services Union had provided them with plenty of ammunition. Both attempts failed, but it ensured that question time on Budget Day devoted very little time to debating the economy. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
MPs gathered in Canberra for the first parliamentary sittings in 6 weeks. The Speaker, Peter Slipper, opened proceedings with the usual formalities and then gave a statement about the civil and criminal allegations made against him.
This is the first opportunity that I have had to affirm to the House that I deny allegations that have been made. I believe I am entitled, like any other person, to have the presumption of innocence. I'm also entitled to have these matters dealt with by proper process. It is unfortunate that trial by media seems to have become the order of the day in this country.
His statement passed without comment and the Deputy Speaker, Labor MP Anna Burke, took the chair. The Prime Minister and Opposition Leader then delivered moving condolence motions marking the deaths of the former Deputy Prime Minister Lionel Bowen, the Liberal Senator Judith Adams, the Olympic gold medalist Murray Rose and the entertainer Jimmy Little. But before question time could proceed, the Manager of Opposition Business, Christopher Pyne, moved a motion to return the previous Speaker, Harry Jenkins, to his old job.
No one in the House could be deaf to the feelings of revulsion and horror in our electorates over the current low standing of this Parliament. The cause of this low standing has been the single-minded determination of this Prime Minister to gain and hold power at any cost, which reached its nadir with the dispatching of Speaker Jenkins and the suborning of a Coalition MP, the Member for Fisher, to be Speaker.
The Leader of the House, Anthony Albanese, led the government's response.
Those opposite would have you think that what the Speaker has done today, the Member for Fisher, is inappropriate. It's what they asked to happen. They asked that he step aside as the Speaker whilst these issues were being investigated.
The crossbenchers Andrew Wilkie and Bob Catter voted with the opposition. Tony Windsor, Rob Oakeshott and Adam Band all sided with the government, making the result 72 all. But the opposition needed an absolute majority of 76 to succeed, so the Deputy Speaker, Anna Burke, wasn't required to use her casting vote. So an hour after the official start of question time, the first question was put to the Prime Minister from her own backbench about tonight's budget.
Madam Deputy Speaker, there is no clearer sign of a strong economy than a surplus. And in tonight's budget, we will bring the budget to surplus.
The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, then followed up with his own economic query.
Will the Prime Minister rule out an increase in Australia's debt ceiling beyond the current $250 billion limit in tonight's budget? How can the government claim to have the budget in surplus when debt continues to rise and rise and rise?
I understand that the Leader of the Opposition is going into the budget lock-up. When he does so, I suggest that he does look at that part of the budget that talks about the questions that he raises with me, and then he can come back tomorrow with a rephrased question. That's what I would say to the Leader of the Opposition.
The Prime Minister called an end to question time, but Christopher Pyne again rose to his feet, this time with the now independent MP and former Labor backbencher Craig Thompson in his sights. He again sought to suspend parliamentary business so MPs could debate whether to suspend Mr. Thompson from the House for 14 days and force him to make an explanation about the damning report from Fair Work Australia about his time at the helm of the Health Services Union.
Because the Parliament has to protect itself. We have to protect our reputations and our integrity, because the government has allowed this matter to fester, this open sore to fester, for too long.
In responding, Anthony Albanese labelled it one of the most dangerous motions to come before the House.
At any time, a future government, if this resolution is carried, can come in here and just decide it's the jury and suspend members on the basis of a majority vote of this Parliament. That is an extraordinary proposition. An extraordinary proposition.
The opposition lost that vote 72 to 70, and Anna Burke took the opportunity to warn all MPs that any misbehaviour during tonight's budget address would not be tolerated.
Naomi Woodley.